Lord of light and truth, revealed in thy Son our Lord, draw near us in this service which we offer thee in love and gratitude. May thy presence in this hour mark our pilgrimage toward the heavenly city, made bright by thy only Son and dear to all the saints of God. For thy name's sake, amen. Let us hear the reading of the Old Testament scripture, Psalm 19, in the translation of Frank Kendon. All heaven above tells out the glories of God. Its vault proclaims God's handiwork. Day pours out speech today. Night reveals knowledge tonight. And this without words or speech, without their voice being heard. Their music goes out over the wide earth, their tidings to the end of the world. In them a tent is pitched for the sun, who comes like a bridegroom from under his canopy, like an athlete eager and glad to run his race. Here at one end of the sky the sun arises, and there at its farthest bound reaches full circuit. Nothing can be hidden against its heat. Perfect is the Lord's law, giving new life to the soul. The Lord's word is to be trusted, making the simple wise. The Lord's teachings are right, they make a heart glad. The Lord's command is clear, it is light to the eyes. Fear of the Lord is unsullied, enduring always. The Lord's decrees are true, they are just, one and all. Better to long for than gold, pure gold and plenty. Sweeter than syrup, than honey flowing down from the comb. By them indeed is thy servant forewarned. In keeping them there is great reward. As for unwitting lapses, who can know them for what they are? Oh, hold me guiltless for faults unknown to me. Keep back thy servant also from arrogant sinning. Let it not master me. Then I shall be blameless, not guilty of deadly sin. May the words that I speak and the thoughts of my heart be acceptable to thee, O Lord, my guardian and my rock. May God add his blessing to this reading from the Psalter.
Let us hear also the reading of the Bible from the New Testament. 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were heathen, you were led astray to dumb idols, however you may have been moved. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, Jesus be cursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of working, but it is the same God who inspires them all in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the ability to discern between spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are inspired by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as he wills. May God bless to our hearing this reading of the portion of 1 Corinthians.
Ladies and gentlemen, we desire to